This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hotel Collection. Bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 20% off with code FIT20. Newsys. Vegan nutrition products. Save 15% off with code FIT10. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 697.
697.
My name is Ingle Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there?
Sparkling water with ice.
Straight tequila, the man says.
No, not straight tequila. Good Lord.
Straight old, tequila, man. With the agave worms.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting older. Like, alcohol affects me. Like, I know we're all getting older differently than it used to. Like, it seems like it hits different. So even like a beer, I'm like, whoa. I'm feeling like one beer and I'm like, hey now.
Yeah, true. I don't. This is the day I drink. I don't normally drink at all, and
it's bad for you.
I mean, I might have a glass of wine here and there, but it's not really my thing
in Europe,
anymore.
That's not called drinking a glass of wine. It's just called breakfast.
Probably. What are you doing? I'm having a little breakfast, but this is your sixth one. What the fuck's wrong with you?
I'm really hungry today.
Super hungry.
Starving.
You know it. So fucking Super Bowl, huh? What were your thoughts? What's your takeaway on this shit?
I did not expect that one-sided ass beating. I'm not going to lie. I thought there would be a lot of points, and there were not a lot of points by one team. And the points they did get, the Chiefs, were kind of in garbage time. So I was 100% shocked at how, I mean, the Eagles' defense just looked unstoppable. They were just beating them up. I mean, literally mass. Somebody, I don't know if it was on the games, told me that the average height and weight on that line is like 6'6", 340 pounds or something on the Eagles defensive line. That's massive. Think about that.
Holy they're big boys.
They're really big boys.
Because remember, like, back in the day when the Bears had the fridge, and I think he was the first guy that was over 300 pounds that was like super athletic. So this is mid-80s, right? And it was like, oh my God, you got a 300-pound guy. Holy shit. And now it seems to be the fucking standard, right?
They're everywhere. Yep.
Just massive men that are fucking super athletic. Because I think they even posted some kind of crazy stat where, I don't know if it was the, maybe they were talking about the offensive line, how like X amount of years ago, they weighed 100 pounds less than the average of now. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And I'll just talk about the halftime performance. What the fuck is this dog shit mumble rap? Probably the worst thing I've ever fucking seen. The only thing I appreciated was the red, white, and blue. I'm like, all right, at least we're being patriotic.
America.
But can we get a fucking hard rock band in there? Can we fucking get, I don't even give a shit. Let's get some goddamn Metallica in there. Like, I know they're past their prime, but when's the last time we've had a hard rock band in there?
Been a while.
Or a rock band. It doesn't have to be hard rock. Just rock instead of all this nonsense bullshit. Because even I saw some shots from the fans in the crowd. Nobody was fucking into whatever that shit was. Nobody.
Nope. It's hard to get into. There's nothing really to dance to or anything to do, you know?
Like, what? I don't even know what the fuck you're saying.
Meehaw.
Yes. And there were some interesting prop bets. I don't know. Let's see if I can.
Oh, no. What
share
were they?
This. So, maybe you can see this, maybe not. But can you see this Taylor Swift prop bet? So the top one,
blurry. Okay.
Taylor Swift nip slip during the game. No, minus 10,000. Yes, plus 1,500. And, you know, that one could have paid dividends because they showed her on like the fan cam or on the screen. She got booed. Boo. Fuck you, Taylor Swift. She should have just whipped the titty out. Fucking the crowd would have went, woo! You could have turned the crowd right around so
Turn
people could have
around.
got paid. That's right.
So,
Around
who
face
made
that
that
way.
bet, Matt? I'd like to know. Who's the
Huh?
idiot that bet
I don't know. Not I. I did make
that?
some stupid bets, but they did. I did finally, because I always wanted to bet the squares, right?
Yeah.
And no squares to be found unless you're at a company usually. But I think it was DraftKings. I don't know. I put bets on fucking every gambling website that was out there because,
Because
I
it's
have
fun.
money out there from everybody because at
Yeah.
one time or another they were a sponsor. So I bet the zero because you can bet the score for a quarter and it'll pay each quarter. So I'm like, fuck it, give me the 0-0. And I think I took a 0-1 and nothing paid off, but I'm like, that's cool because I've been wanting to just bet squares. And obviously, if it's weird numbers, the odds go fucking berserk. But I don't know if you're gonna pick a 4 and a 2 or something bizarre where they
Yeah.
pay like plus 3,000 or something
Oh, yeah,
crazy.
because it doesn't happen very often, yeah.
Yeah. But then all the prop bets too. I think I picked like a bunch of the Chiefs to score touchdowns as prop bets because you figure, oh, that should be safe. Like a Kelsey and a couple other guys on their team. Like, ah, they didn't fucking work
Be shit,
out.
yeah.
Like, ah, what the fuck? So,
Thumbs down.
yeah, losses across the board because they just didn't score. But there was one, and I don't even know if it was in there that I was going to throw in like a team winning by more than 3 touchdowns. I don't know
Oh.
what was this was the final score by up by 3? Might have been. Wasn't it 40 something to 20 something?
44 to 22.
22? That might that would have done it then.
Well, maybe. I don't remember what the score
Yeah,
actually.
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention because I don't give a shit about either team. I don't really like either one.
Yeah.
And then you could see obviously how Philadelphia reacts when they win the game. Let's burn the city down. That's a good idea. Yeah, burn the city. Start
We're so
fights
happy we're going to
against your own
destroy
fans.
everything.
Yeah,
Yeah.
fuck it. Burn it down, motherfuckers. Burn it down. So, even the commercials. I don't know. What were your thoughts
I
on those?
didn't.
Anything good
The,
or?
what was funny to me, I'm thinking the one with the boobs, which is like a cancer one. Of course, I like that one. That was funny.
I missed that.
You
I must
should
have
put that
zoned
one
out.
up. And then the old pickleball couple. Did you see that one?
I missed out a lot, I
Those
guess.
two were fun. That was funny. The old couple that was like hustling the young pickleballers because pickleball's so popular now. So, have you
Is.
played pickleball? Have you not?
No.
You should play it. It's
Not
really fun.
yet, but they actually just installed 3 courts. They're going to open up walking distance from my house.
You should totally do it. It's really fun. You can play with, all ages, male, female, doesn't matter. And it's quick, and it's like ping pong and tennis together, kind of, but.
What kind of ball is this special? I'm assuming a special
It's
ball.
like a wiffle ball, but more dense than that, if that makes sense. Like that
Yep.
kind of thing. Smaller a little bit. So it's fun. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty fun. Once you get the hang of it, it's like, because it's quick, you can just smash the ball at each other and it's, no risk of injury really.
Good.
So
I want to wreck people.
you just go and play with the old people.
Well, like my wife's dad is out there playing a couple times a week, hours at a time. I'm like, you're fuck. I think he's 78. He's
Yeah.
out there pickleballing it up. I'm like, how old are the people you're playing? He's like the same age. So there's some people in their 60s and 70s. We play a couple games, take a breath, we play a couple more. All
Take
right,
a
cool.
breath like a titty.
Yeah, they take a titty. Not even a rest.
It's
It's a B
perfect.
rest.
It
They take
should
a
be a
couple
thing
tits.
that someone should invent that. It should be a thing. You can take a breath. Instead
Yeah,
of a rest, you
taking a
just
breath,
go
man.
get a breath going.
So it's all
Recharge.
about.
Take a nap like you're four, like you're 2 months old. Take a breath and
Yeah,
pass
that's what it's
out.
about. Those are the best naps you'll ever get.
That's right.
So we had UFC, what, 312 over the weekend?
Oh, good Lord, yeah.
Sean Strickland, Dricus, du Plessis, two. Odd fight. Odd fight. The good thing, I should probably pull up some stats here, see if my browser doesn't crash. So Oh, here's what I wanted to do. Trikus was really mixing up the strikes well,
He
like
was.
level wise. And I think that kind of confused Strickland. So if you look at the red is Trikus and blue is Strickland, and you can see where he's targeting pretty even across head, body, and leg. Whereas
Yeah.
Strickland is mostly a headhunter
Mostly
with a little
head.
of the body and he barely touches that. But to me, obviously, Trikus won the decision. I don't know if it was. Did they give him all five on the
I thought so,
scorecards?
yeah.
I mean, it was pretty
I had it that
clear.
way, honestly. I feel like he controlled the entire fight. I mean, Strickland wouldn't do shit. Like he would start
He's
a little pitter
odd.
patter and then stop. Start. It was like weird. I don't know if he just was feeling off or what the deal
It
was.
seemed like a sparring match, and it just
Yeah.
seemed like he was not into this fight. And even, I think it was the fourth round, he got his nose broken, and he's fucking setting it, and he's just got this weird. It was almost like he was non-committal the whole fight. Like, I'm just kind of fucking going through the motions. And so many people looking at this fight, I think Luke Rockhold was talking about, like, what a fucking weird performance. You talk about, like, all this shit, and then you get in there and you're not really willing to die for it. Dean Thomas was the same kind of way. And, like, Strickland's in this weird fucking spot now because you've lost twice to him. You're not getting another fucking title shot.
No, and I don't know. I thought I read that Strickland likes to spar like hardcore in training. Like he's one of those valetudo type guys who he takes beatings in practice. And I wonder if that's part of what's happening. Like he's just not fresh because
Could
he's
be.
going to
You've worn
war.
down.
Yeah. You know, that's old school type shit. I think a lot of the new school stuff is they're tracking all of that. The better gyms, how much sparring time, how much damage.
Yeah.
Like in other sports, they have all kinds of metrics on their athletes. I think you know, so maybe that's it. He looked worn out is the way
That's a good point.
I think I could just seemed like it. I don't know.
Well, even the coach is telling him, you gotta fucking pick it up. Like, what are we doing here? Like, every
Yeah.
round, and then the last round, you gotta finish him.
You got to.
Like, this is it, man.
Right.
What are we doing? This is tough. Tough fight to
Surviving,
watch.
I guess. I don't know.
And to me, not super entertaining. I'm like, it just felt like I was watching a sparring match, and just Dreykus wants it more. He just wants it more. He's bowling at China shops with that guy, and
Yeah.
I think Dreykus was saying he wants Shumayev next. Like, well,
Oof.
okay.
I mean, I'd like to see that. He looks massive, strong. Like I think those two would be a great matchup. I would like to see it. I'm a big fan of that matchup.
Yeah, I'm just kind of clicking through some of these things. I'm gonna fucking. I don't know if I want to show it. Yeah, so maybe this is part of the problem too. So Strickland was sparring someone at his open
Oh yeah.
workout.
I'm like, what the fuck?
So like he sparred the guy in 2023 at an open workout, and then the same guy was there in 2025. I don't know why we're doing this.
It's kind of stupid.
It's super dumb. And I think he was doing that during the week with people, fucking around and horsing around,
He was.
and then Dana White was talking about the Australian media. Let me
Oh,
see if I can.
he's not happy with them, I'll say.
Yeah, let's see if I can
Didn't he
share
call them a
this.
bunch of pussies or something like
Yeah, like I want
that?
to play this, and
Yeah.
hopefully they're cool with this. So.
Even like the paper here, but listen, for a place that is so tough, and the people, everything in on land and the water can kill you. You have the biggest pussies I've ever seen in the media in my life. I saw a story where a guy was like, I saw Dana do a podcast with the premier, and it physically made me sick. Holy fucking shit. You guys have to have the biggest pussies of all time in the media here. Just for the record.
Yeah, I love this version of data.
Fuck
This is my
yeah.
favorite
He's
data,
so
isn't
fired up. But
it?
it's true because some of the articles that I saw that the newspapers were writing, like, what the fuck, man? Unreal.
That is wild. I love it.
Speaking of which, let's do a little sponsor action
Little
before we keep going.
sponsors. We have Chubbies. Before I get into this, let me just tell you, Matt, I am wearing
Yes.
my Chubbies right now. This is my favorite hoodie. I wear this hoodie all the time. It's so sad because I need more Chubbies hoodies because this is like my outfit when I'm home. And I wear it and don't wash it until it stands up on its own. And then I throw it in. And every time I wash it, it's softer and softer. So just remember, spring's almost here. It's time to shake off those heavy layers and bust out those beautiful ties. Gentlemen, whether you're on spring break, heading to a backyard barbecue, playing a round of golf, we're delivering a podcast ad read like I'm doing right now. Chubbies has the styles for any spring occasion.
That's right. You're back in the gym. Chubbies has the ultimate training shorts for you. Looking for a more casual, comfortable fit for an
Yep.
outdoor brunch or walk in the park? Chubbies has great shorts with the modern look, and it's good quality gear. I don't have mine on right now, but I love it too. And if you thought the deal couldn't get any sweeter, prepare to be proven wrong in the best way possible for a limited time. Only during a Chubbies spring break sale, which I think is right around the corner, you can get all shorts and swimwear is 35% off, with select styles up to 65% off. Now that's how you do spring break. So head over to chubbyshorts.com and take advantage while you can, and make sure you support our show and tell them we sent you when the survey asks. Don't blend in with the crowd. Stand out with Chubbies.
Good stuff. This episode sponsored by Lucy. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Lucy isn't like every other nicotine pouch company that's owned by Big Tobacco. They're like the mom and pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths from 4 milligrams all the way up to 12 milligrams. Lucy
I
offers a
think you're
variety.
on 15 milligrams right now.
I'm on 100,
Oh,
so
sweet.
I just go for broke.
That's
Lucy
right.
offers a variety of flavors, including
Got
apple ice,
it.
wintergreen, mango, and espresso. That's the one, espresso. There you go.
This
You're not
maybe
a
even
pouch
that
guy or
way.
gal? Lucy gum is available in 2, 4, or 6 milligrams. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Remember, you can save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. You can cancel anytime.
That's right. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20. Use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy. If you change your mind, that's lucy.co and use code FIT20 to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order
Yes.
is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And this episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They're on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients, and to enhance your world, one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrance oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you your best looking, best smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right. They just came out with the new scent, coffee and cacao. What is it like?
Sounds amazing.
Just cracked it open. It's definitely maybe espresso, maybe some kind of coffee. Vanilla? I don't know. It's decent. I like this. So let's see what the survey says. It's a square of dark chocolate sits beside your freshly brewed latte as notes of rich espresso and cacao bean mingle in the air. Steamed milk adds a creamy element that's at once a decadent and airy, as vanilla extract rounds out the scent with a hint of sweetness. We have a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code MAT20 at drift.co/MMANuts. That's 20% off with code MAT20 at drift.co/MMANuts. Just like that. Back to the show.
Back to the show.
Let's see. Go ahead. What else is happening?
What do I want to talk about? I think last week we talked about the executive order that Trump signed protecting women's sports.
Yes.
The NCAA this week responded and they said the Board of Governors is reviewing the executive order and will take necessary steps to align NCAA policy in the coming days, subject to further guidance from the administration. And we stand ready to assist schools as they look for ways to support any student athletes affected by changes in the policy. So they're on board. NCAA is like, no more dudes in the women's sports. I'm a big
That's,
fan of this. Yes.
yes, it should have never happened in the first place, which is so fucking bizarre, right?
I think we've gone too far, and people are finally
Yes.
realizing it's gone too far. Like, that's too far. You can't have women in men and women sports beating ass. Like, that's not
No.
okay. That's
No.
that should be assault, is in my
Should be
opinion.
illegal. Like,
Yeah.
everyone should be in fucking prison. In the Olympics, again, you can go fuck yourself. I fucking hated that whole thing. I'll never support that. And I think it should go retro. I think you strip those fuckers of anything they won. You bar the records, and then you whoever was the second place woman becomes the winner in every fucking sport. I think you retroly,
I like that.
because again, it's just one administration fucks it up for everybody, and should have never happened. So,
It should not. No,
and
not at all.
you want to see what else winning is about?
Yes. Let's see.
Let's see
Golf of
what's.
America?
Yeah. What's up,
Did
bitches?
that get changed?
America. Fuck yeah.
Why
Yeah,
didn't
it
anyone
did.
say anything?
That's Google. It just happened today, I think. He signed the order, and Google's like, all right, it's the Gulf of America.
Wait,
Go to Google
what are we
Maps.
talking about?
Google Maps. It's the Gulf of America, motherfucker. What is up?
Is that, are we the only ones recognizing that at this point, or is that like a global
No,
thing?
Google did. So Google recognizes it.
They're like, this is Gulf, and this was a Trump order.
Yeah. We're not fucking around, man. It's
We
America.
own all this shit. This is
We
our.
would take it over.
That's it.
Goddamn
We're
America.
like off in other countries, renaming towns and cities.
Canada, 51st Street. Greenland, 52nd. Panama, 53rd.
That's right.
We're coming.
That's funny.
Anyway.
So that's a good thing. What do you got?
Yeah, I was just thinking too, like about how thin this card was, and maybe we need to go back to the days of, do we do a pay-per-view every 3 months? I
I
know
think
they will never do it.
it's not enough.
I just feel like we have a lack of talent right now, especially like on this card. Like, I didn't really want to see this fight, but it kind of is what it is, right?
Yeah.
But we need more stars, and I don't know. It just seems like, and we've talked about this ad nauseum. It's too many events. Like, you gotta, there's no more buildup anymore of like, oh my God, this
No.
card's coming. It's just, what's this weekend? What's this weekend? What's this weekend? I'm not even gonna pull up what's this weekend because it's another dog shit card.
It is.
It's
It's
not
really
even
bad.
worthy of talking about. So, next topic, Dominic Cruz. Did you see he got injured again?
Oh,
I
yeah. I have.
don't mean to laugh, but
Do you have the pictures?
no, you can pull it up.
Okay. Yeah. Here he is in the hospital. Not looking very good. Hopefully, it's not green.
No, you're good. I think it's just your video when you pull it up. So what I don't, oh, fuck me. Thanks, Dominic,
Yeah.
you dick. So yeah, so he retires
He
from a
did.
sport, but how will he be remembered in this sport?
I mean, to me, he's more of a announcer in my mind than a fighter. Although I know obviously he was a fighter, and you know, I just feel like his fighting days have been so long ago. You know, 22, 21, I had a couple fights in those.
Yeah, we talked about those stretches of like 3 years off,
Yeah, he's
fight
really
4 year,
injured.
like
He's just a very
in.
weird striker, dude. He has a super weird style, and I don't know. I like him as an announcer, actually. I don't mind him.
Yeah,
So,
his style is like this.
where'd he go? Back
Now I'm here.
and
Now
forth
I'm
arm
here.
over there.
I fucking hate his
My
style.
head is
Like,
always moving. You can't hit my head. It's
it's like
moving
he's running a
all
marathon. Like, dude, stand
the
and bang it out. Like, that's. Because his motto was more about, I don't want to get hit. Like, I get that, but you need to finish some fucking fights. I'm more about stand and bang. I'm not about, I don't want to get hit. I kind of want to get fucking hit because then I can fire it up and I'm going to hit you harder.
Yeah.
But then it's like, are you a crowd pleaser or are you not? He's not a crowd pleaser. So that's one of the ones I'm like, okay. good luck on whatever you do from here on out. So just awkward style and kind of weird. Weird dude. What else is happening out there?
Yeah, so there's I was reading about ESPN Plus, and apparently they have some subscriber problems in the last few months. They lost
Uh-oh.
like almost 1 million subscribers recently.
Is that bad?
It is. I think I
It
think I think the I think what did it they have around tw just over 20 million, 23 million
Oof.
subscribers, and then they
It's only
lost a million.
5%.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it apparently it has a lot to do with the UFC and the contract and seeing if the UFC is going to stick on ESPN Plus. I think people are not feeling like
Oof.
they're getting value out of that service without the UFC. So
No,
they're
because
just.
it's like, what do you really get
Right.
for
I
that?
mean, some games and stuff. Most of the shit you see on there, you can watch on TV or streaming elsewhere, or, it's like, I don't need it. So.
Yeah, it's odd. I'm betting man, which I'm not really. I would say they're probably gonna end up on Netflix. Isn't that where WWE
Yeah,
is? Yeah,
makes
they're
sense
gonna
to
be on
me. I like
Netflix.
Netflix as an option a lot.
And then that's what's weird is everyone's got it. So it's like no added cost. But I think you bring UFC to Netflix, that's a massive influx of more subscribers. And fucking, could you imagine how terrified you'd be if you're ESPN right now? Like, hey
Yes.
man, if we lose UFC, we're kind of fucked. Because I think they're another one of those companies where they're cutting all the top talent that they have because they're trying to cut costs.
Yep.
And can we just go back to cable? I'm
I don't
sick of
think
all this
so. I think
streaming.
everything's streaming and it's ended up
Fuck
costing
that.
more or being more confusing than ever. I mean,
Just
cable
getting
TV.
raped.
I haven't seen had cable TV in probably 5 years, and I went to someone's house and looked at their camera like, "Oh my God, you have 1600 channels? Like, what are you watching on these channels?" Like
Wow.
there's like 12 ESPNs, there's like all this,
Yeah,
I
sure.
don't know.
I don't either. I just want it. I like one system
Yeah.
where I can just operate, not, okay, where is this thing? And even football was getting weird when you have like Thursday night football on Amazon and
Yep.
like, okay, what do I need to do? I like things simple. Very simple with that. So it's odd, but we'll have to see what happens with that. One of the other things that happened was that one of the lawsuits against a class action lawsuit against the UFC got settled.
Nice.
So the judge ruled and accepted the $375 million settlement from the UFC to the fighters. So now all the fighters can go claim that money. I'm not sure how it doles out. Again, if it's based on popularity, number of fights, probably some kind of an equation, but everyone should get a significant chunk of money. I think, again, it probably should have been $1 billion, but that's just the one lawsuit. There's still another lawsuit outstanding, which is maybe the more important one. I don't know if the other one will be as much financially, but there should be some contractual changes, right? Hopefully that'll come to fruition. I don't know. But it's finally a good thing because, when the UFC was sold and the UFC, they got like $4 billion. The owners got 4 billion and the fighters got nothing. They should have just done a like make nice, right? To the fighters, like, hey, we fucking did it. We wouldn't have gotten here if it wasn't for you guys.
Right.
And here's like a little profit sharing. Then none of like you had to create some good karma, some goodwill, and you wouldn't have had all this bullshit. But since they didn't do that, and then you have these like one-sided contracts, which is kind of a problem. So, but again, now they're like the only show in town too. So you also don't want to bankrupt them in this process, but they're worth a fuck ton. They can absorb this.
They, yeah.
Because I don't know what this next media rights deal was. Billion a year or something. It's something
It's
stupid.
some crazy number, yeah. So
Yeah.
they can afford it, but
Yeah.
it's not like they pay it all out in one lump sum, is it?
No, I think the 375 is like two or three payments, probably spread throughout the year. So it's not like a devastating hit. Like they can absorb it. But it'll be interesting to see. What else is going on out there?
What else do I have? Let me see. Yair Rosenstruck, after his loss, cut from the UFC. I find this one odd. I was looking back at his record here. I'm
Yes.
surprised they cut him, because if you look at this, here he is. He lost more than he's won in the last few years, but he's back and forth, you know. And I mean, he lost to Pavlovich, won a couple after before that. I mean, he's kind of been all over the place, but that guy's a staple heavyweight. It's like odd that they would cut him, because they freaking keep Arlovski around for like 10 years, and he's lost how many times, like, you know, or Bigfoot, or it's just odd. I don't know. Maybe he
Well,
had a high salary. I don't know.
I think it's the heavyweights are usually the highest paid guys, and if you're trying to cut costs, it's probably this $375 million a fucking payment they gotta do. You gotta cut one fighter at a time and go, take one out of this. This guy makes too much. Yeah, it just seems stupid. I'm not sure what that is. I saw some other weird stat. So here's a fun Justin Gaethje stat and question. So, which fighter is the only fighter to have a winning record after fighting Justin Gaethje?
Oh,
There's
I don't
only one,
really.
or at least on this list. Out of 1, 2, 3,
Can
4,
I cheat
5,
and just look
6,
and see
7,
who he
8,
fought?
9, 10, 11. Sure. I mean, I can read the list of the people. So Tony Ferguson, Donald Cerrone, Jason Vick, Eddie Alvarez, Khabib Nurmagomedov, Barbosa, Michael Johnson, Charles Oliveira, Michael Chandler, Max Holloway, and Dustin Poirier.
I'm gonna guess Dustin Poirier.
Correct. You win the Bube
Yeah,
Prize.
I would have never got that without the list, but yes, yeah, all those other guys for sure.
Yeah, so here's how they fared. So Ferguson, this is what their record was after they fought Justin Gaethje. Ferguson, 0-7. Cerrone, 0-4. Vic, 0-3. Alvarez, 0-1. Barboza, 4-5. Michael Johnson, 6-7. Oliveira, 2-2. Chandler, 1-2. Holloway, 0-1. And then Poirier, 7-4.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because usually, like, if you fight him, you're both taking a lot of fucking damage. And it's those brutal goddamn leg kicks.
Yeah.
And just a guy, because he's like, that is the mentality I'd love for a fighter, where, yes, he could fight smart, but he fights to fucking entertain the fans. He's a goddamn gladiator. That's what you want. Do you want to be fucking entertained or not? Like, those are the guys we should worship. Not like these fucking Dominic Cruz type fighters that just try to decision you to death with their evasiveness, elusiveness.
Elusive, like Machida.
Right. But he would finish people. So I don't
Would.
mind
Yeah.
that.
That's because he was drinking his piss.
Probably got some superpowers.
It does. It
It
helps him finish the fights.
does. And I was also thinking, like, do you think we'll ever get back to a day where, like, a guy will come in and he'll have a one technique, right? So I was thinking about Husamor Palhares, right? He was just the heel hook guy, and if he
Yeah.
got you in it, 9 times out of 10 you're
Done.
fucked, and he's also shredding your leg and you may not
Rousey
walk
with the arm
again.
bars. You had like, who am I thinking of? Who had ridiculous jujitsu in it? But just submit
But
your
just
ass.
like one move, do you think we'll ever get back to that where a guy is just so dominant in that
Maybe we had the
one
one jujitsu guy
technique?
with the weird heel hook thing that he was not heel hook, like some weird takedown thing he was doing. I forgot the guy's name. I think what's happened is everyone's so well rounded that they can just be okay in everything. So it's really hard to, because like, yeah, I don't think so. I mean, because even Paul Harris, got figured out eventually,
Yeah,
you
I
know.
mean, Belcher played footsies with
I
him.
was on the edge of my seat that entire fight. I remember, like, please don't get in. He's gonna rip his shit off. Like,
I
and
was
he
so
was
into it.
fearless. He just went in there and didn't care. I was like, wow. Okay.
And Belcher was one of my favorite fighters at the time. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're fucking playing leg locks with him? And
Yeah.
he fucking beat him.
He
But
did.
he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go right into your leg lock
Because
and
no one, I
fuck
guess
you
maybe
up.
no one does that. So he's like, people are afraid.
Confused. Right. You
But he's like,
attack
wait, he's
people at
attacking
their
me?
strength,
Why
not
is he
their
attacking?
weakness.
Is that how it works? I don't know.
Yes. Well, he wasn't gonna expect that. Like, really? You're gonna play this fucking game with me? Okay. But I miss those days, but I think it's you're correct with that point of everyone is pretty well rounded in everything. And I just want someone to be super special. Because even like, I don't know, who is it? Kron Gracie, super good at jiu-jitsu, but just could not fucking do it in MMA. And even Damian Maia, super good. And the problem was he couldn't get the takedown always.
No.
Like, if you can't get the takedown, you can't use your jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, and then he would get crazy and later, I mean, he had some success with the striking, but it's like he was like couldn't stop with striking, like it was a thing.
Yeah. Like,
I
what
don't
was
know.
it, George
Oh
Gergel?
God. That guy was funny.
Super good with jiu-jitsu, and
It's
I'm
like,
just gonna
okay,
stand him
George, you're gonna
in.
go in there and grapple him down and then you're gonna submit him. Okay, coach. And then like 10
Yeah.
seconds into the fight, he gets hit and then it's just like, whoo, he goes crazy. The
Yeah,
game
and I
plan
think
goes right out the window.
who was in a Rich Franklin would be in his corner going, what the fuck, man?
Is not what we practiced. What are you doing?
No,
And he'll
no.
come
And
back. Sorry, Rich. Sorry.
but
I didn't
again,
mean to.
can I fault the guy? Because he's trying to be entertaining, but he's not using what his best
No.
technique is.
He
Like, you
just
need to
he would
be on
get
the
excited.
ground.
He's like a puppy.
Yeah.
He's like,
Yes.
oh, let's
Like, I
do
get
this.
it. I get it. Because that goes back to Gaethje too, because he's a good wrestler. He could literally take you down,
Yeah.
probably, but refuses.
He likes to strike.
Yeah. It's interesting.
So I have the trivia and some knowledge.
Yeah,
That's
go
what.
ahead. Let's do the trivia and
Okay.
then
I
I
hope you don't get
got a few
angry on
things.
this one. I
I
think you'll
always
get
do.
this with the first. I think you're going to get it at number three. This is just my
Okay,
guess.
fair
Okay.
enough.
There we go. Question one. Five pro MMA fights.
Brock Lesnar.
No. Has knockout loss to Joe Riggs in 2003.
Say that again.
He has a knockout loss to Joe Riggs in 2003.
So Riggs knocked him out.
Yep. And he only fought five times professionally. This is tough. There's
Yeah, no, because Riggs fought at multiple weight. Riggs was at heavyweight at one point.
Yep.
And then I think he even got down to, he might have fought even as low as 55, which is insane.
It was not at 55.
Okay, next question. I'll go for three.
One of the most popular referees.
Big John McCarthy.
No, but I like the direction you're going. Okay. Was under
Yeah.
fire for referee work during the UFC 306 main event.
I'll just keep naming Herb Dean.
Ding, ding, ding. It's
Okay.
Herb Dean.
Thank you.
Yeah, I forget that he used to fight. Like,
Yeah, I thought he only had three. That would have been my guess if you said, how many fights did Herb Dean have? I'd say three.
yeah, it's five apparently. And he
Okay.
fought Joe Riggs and lost.
Wow. Yeah, that's old school.
Got
Yeah, so
KO'd.
they would have fought at heavyweight then, right? Because
I think
Herb's a
so.
big fucking guy.
He's massive. Herb. I like his name. It's just funny.
Yes. Let's see. I got a couple things. So I saw this come up. So this is an interesting fighting style. I got to make sure there's no sound on here.
I'm ready.
And the big thing is the comments on this special thing. So we're going to have no sound and we're going to have to blow this up big
Oh, geez.
and see what the comments are.
What is he kicking?
I
Like
don't know. This is partial
partial
arts.
arts? I love it.
Every midget within a 100-mile radius is terrified. Taiwan don't. Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne, Ingo. Bruce Least. Snacky Chan.
Oh my God.
Chunk Norris.
That's a good one.
No calories were harmed in this video. Jack Eat Chan.
Yes.
Timu Black Belt. Steven Bagel. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Cupcake, Stolen Valor, Jean-Claude Canned Ham.
Oh, these keep getting better.
Teach me your ways. He's trying to kick a flock of babies in the face. Okay. At the dojo. Lights out for anybody 4/7 and something on. Snacks on, snacks off. Weighing mantis.
Please
Looks
keep
like he
going.
stepped on the Legos.
Epic.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Olympic breakdancing. I think I got enough, but you get the gist of it. People get it.
Those are some good ones.
It's rough. It's rough posting some shit like that online. Let's do. I got a couple of tweets of the week. So you open these up here. I never know what's gonna happen. Usually it's good things. Oh, so let's start with this one. Interracial couple adapts special needs child from Russia. Huh, okay.
That's a good one. I like it.
And says press secretary Leavitt says Elon is a special government employee. And Elon says, I take the short bus to work. Okay, cool. He's out there calling people retards on Twitter. I love it. That guy's the best. Elon is the best. Would you like a little sub of the week and then we can get into some KO action?
Yes, I don't have any KOs. Actually, I forgot about
I
that.
got a couple. So let's start with this. We'll go no sound. Maybe we'll go sound. I don't know. Let's get a little sound here.
Good wrestling skills.
Okay, good
Jimenez,
sound,
one of
good
the
sound.
keys for him on the feet is to get his underhooks. I mean, he finds the way to the back really well. He does that. Wow,
Oh,
look at
beautiful flying armbar by Ramirez!
Little
Jeez.
flying armbar. Pretty
I have
quick
not seen one of
and
those in a while.
yeah.
You go for broke when you're doing that.
Yeah, it's all or nothing, right?
Yep.
And then I got a couple KOs. One of them is training footage of fucking Kevin Lee,
Oh
which
yeah.
I don't know why people would put this out there,
He's
but
pissed about that.
yeah.
So I don't think that's okay.
Oof. Oof. I don't know if there's like a slow-mo of that, but you could see like he comes in and he pulls up because he knows he could have hit him with the flying knee and he decided to pull it. But the other guy's like, I don't give a fuck. You're taking this right hand.
That
Like, holy shit.
was not okay.
That
Don't be
was not
throwing that
okay.
flying shit.
No.
I think
And then
so.
there's
I mean,
this head
anyway,
kick.
someone can make.
Oh.
Oh!
He gets
Damn.
shut off.
That
And
was
then I don't know
brutal.
what the ref's about to do. It doesn't look proper.
Well, take a dump.
Yeah. I got a leg kick break, but we can just skip that.
Yeah, we
What
don't need
else you
it.
got? Are you into
I'm
knowledge?
into knowledge.
We can go with knowledge. We got.
All right. In similar sentiment, I present to you,
Yes.
a little Guinness World Record situation. I can't share the sound, but hopefully
Okay.
it's not green. Is it green?
No, you're good.
Here we go. Most watermelons crushed with the thighs in a minute. My question is, are
Whoa.
you aroused or afraid? I'm not,
Both.
I think the combo is what I'm feeling. It's
Because
like,
I'm just imagining that someone's skull and she's just smashing a fucking skull.
yeah, like, if you're down there doing some work and she gets too excited, you could be done. That could be the end.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyways, you get the idea. Sorry. I got lost. I keep
That's
watching.
pretty cool.
Just
Like,
like,
what's
what the
going
hell?
on?
I think that's hard to do.
It
She's got
is
strong
like
thighs.
fuck yeah. And I don't know. I guess in I don't know what country this is. Let me back up. Japan, they have these interesting flavor of Doritos. So,
Ooh.
what flavor is this one?
Kick to the nuts, nut flavor, not shot flavor.
Seriously.
This is a strange bag. What does it mean?
I'm not sure, but the guy receiving is pretty happy.
He seems excited
He
about
is
this
super
idea.
excited.
Yeah.
I don't know what the words mean, but yeah, good on him.
Frito-Lay.
That's what they call
Ooh. All righty. Well, that's
Shut it
been
down.
this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.